First up, a great lesson from Today Tonight about protecting your sources. You see, this next lady didn't want to be identified, so they shaded out her face, and now there's no way you could possibly know who she was.
Penny Jones doesn't want to be identified, fearing retribution from the Wright family.
Penny Jones, your secret's safe with us.
They always get their talent on these shows, don't they? When Today Tonight did an informative report on how to make your hair look good, they didn't just get any hairdresser. They got this stylish fellow on the left.
Ah, look, give him a break, Hanso. I think he's great. I love the new look he gave Naomi Robson.
All right, but on to today's lesson now, ethnics. Now, the first thing I learned about ethnics is that they are everywhere.
It's on, wave after wave, the foreign invasion of Australia's workforce.
Yes, they are everywhere. Did you know that over the last 10 years, 50,000 Chinese people have moved to New South Wales?
Well, 50,000's not that many.
No, it's not. But what's 50,000 in current affairs language?
New South Wales is the clear favourite, with nearly 60,000 Chinese setting up home there.
Look, to be fair, current affairs shows are very careful when it comes to a sensitive issue like ethnicity.
Oh, yeah, the last thing you'd want to do is inflame the situation.
Operation Middle East. They have no respect for the law, so here comes the crackdown.
Like a pack of wild animals in a feeding frenzy over a carcass, gang crime driven by race.
That is absolutely true. Ethnic gangs are a huge problem. Just look at this list of gang names.
I mean, look at the disgraceful list of gangs here. I mean, oh, hang on a sec. Could just go back a bit. Go back a bit there on the
bedwetting posse.
I see that. Incontinent and dangerous. Well, no wonder passions are so high. But look, fortunately, when ACA wanted some expert comment about foreign workers, they chose to approach these renowned sociologists for their detached academic view of the situation.
Guest workers, which I term as germ workers.
So, what do you call them, germ workers?
Well, a germ is something that undermines you. There's nothing good about a germ.
Profound. Meanwhile, Today Tonight has found their own race expert, this fishing store owner.
Dean Ruff says he's not a redneck or a racist. He just doesn't want migrants buying his bait and tackle. Set up, he made this sign for his front door.
Now, let's just take a look at that sign again, can we? If you can't speak or understand English and won't Leanne, do not entry.
There you have it, in plain English.
Yes, and if you want to hear more of Dean Ruff's views, I recommend his autobiography, My Loaf.
The question is, what effect does all this ignorant hysteria have on your audience? Well, yeah, that can be answered by a Today Tonight poll. Should migrants be stripped of their citizenship if they don't share Australian values?
And deporting people with different values, a fairly reasonable proposition, and TT's level-headed viewers gave a pretty moderate response.
99% of people saying yes, while only 1% disagreed.
What exactly are these Australian values anyway? Current affairs shows don't have a lot to say about them, actually, but they are very good at telling us what's un-Australian. For example,
tonight's scandalous markups on food.
I think it's very un-Australian.
The jury is still out on private parking inspectors.
I think they're very un-Australian.
One rule for the high flyers and another for the rest of us is un-Australian.
Well, now to something very un-Australian. Residents of a caravan park are told to pack their bags and get out.
Have the hide to ban sausage sizzle fundraisers.
If you thought shortchanging our kids was un-Australian.
This woman has slugged more than $1,000 in fines for a car she never owned.
It's un-Australian.
It's quite an exhaustive list there.
Yes. Well, we think it's about time people were tested for how Australian they are. And who better to start with than the very people who created the rules? So test one, two sets of rules. I went to Today Tonight.
Can you let me into the building, please?
If I was Naomi Robson, would you let me into the building?
You would.
So you'd let Naomi Robson in, but not me?
Test two, private parking inspectors at ACA. Need to get some tickets to these guys here. I'm a private parking inspector. You don't mind? That's okay? Fantastic. Thank you very much for that.
And test three, would Today Tonight ban a sausage sizzle?
Sausage sizzle, sausage sizzle, sausage sizzle, free sausage sizzle.
Fire hazard.
Sorry, Claire.
Fire hazard.
Sorry, guys. Sausage sizzle's off.
And test four, would ACA evict a caravan?
Just want to ask another question as well. Guys, my mates here just were hoping to move in, just out the front here in the driveway.
Hey, buddy.
Would you like to move in with them?
Wait till them come in.
Come in?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, come on. Come on.
Just make yourselves at home.
And you don't mind if the caravan stays out the front, do you?
No, not at all.
That's fantastic.
What are you doing, Sober?
That is totally Australian. You guys are more Australian than today tonight.
Mate, this is how Australian I am. That's Ray Martin.
Yeah.
Right? That's for you.
So the results are in and a current affair was Australian 1-0, which means today tonight will have to be deported.
Thank Christ for that. And a big thanks to Ben Fordham for this photo. We'll be sure to treat it with all the respect it deserves.